Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 7A, Supporting Standards for EHR Application. The objectives for Unit 7 are: understand the family of clinical decision support standards, including ARDEN syntax, GLO, and the info button. Understand clinical guideline standards. Understand single sign-on standards and the HL7 Clinical Context Object Workgroup, CCOW, standard. Understand regulatory standards, standards enhancing patient safety, including reporting requirements. Understand barcode standards. Understand standards for master patient index, patient registries, and record locating standards. This first subunit will focus on the ARDEN syntax decision support standard. Clinical decision support applies knowledge to data to provide information to the user. The medical literature has advanced at an accelerated pace. Over 1 million articles are introduced each year, and no human can keep up. The scope of knowledge overpowers the human mind, and computer-supported decision support is necessary for safe and quality care. Meaningful use requires the use of decision support. Decision support provides knowledge, facts, and advice based on those facts at the point in time of decision-making. The challenge is to represent knowledge in such a way that it can be applied appropriately by a computer using timely patient data. Knowledge is derived from the literature, from clinical domain experts, and from data mining of clinical data warehouses. The most effective application of clinical decision support systems comes from a service-oriented architecture framework in which the CDSS service is encapsulated from the EHR. CDSS supports both the push and pull framework. Two SDOs have contributed primarily to decision support standards. HL7 has contributed ARDEN syntax, GLO, GLIF, and info buttons. ASTM has contributed GEM. We will later discuss each of these standards as well as some approaches to disease management and evidence-based care plans. The name ARDEN syntax was adopted from ARDEN House, located about 90 minutes north of Manhattan in Orange County, New York. Originally purchased by Edward Henry E.H. Harmon in 1885, the estate was given to Columbia University by his son, William Arvell Harmon, in 1950, following its use by the Navy in World War II. A group of medical informatics from several leading universities and hospitals, IBM personnel, and others directly or indirectly involved, defining a standard for representing and processing medical conditions and recommendations met there. The ARDEN syntax name was chosen in recognition of important milestones achieved at ARDEN House in the development and refinement of the syntax and its implementation. The work on the ARDEN syntax moved into ASTM in 1992 and then later was transferred in 1999 to HL7, where it became an HL7 standard. Work on that standard continues at HL7. ARDEN is a rules syntax specification that allows rules to be individually published independently of a computer system and subsequently imported into the computer systems for healthcare use. ARDEN implementation guides are published in a modular format by content providers, a guide for each rule. ARDEN V2.6, ARDEN syntax, is a formalism for procedural knowledge representation in clinical decision support systems. This subunit presents version 2.6 of the ARDEN syntax. HL7 is now developing a fuzzy ARDEN syntax that uses XML and will be released as version 2.7. A medical logic module is simply a text document identifying appropriate data elements engaged in the logic expressions, and the actions to be taken. MLMs are called by an event monitor when the condition they are written to help occurs. MLM contains slots that are defined for specific purposes. MLM slots are defined by category: maintenance, which identifies the MLM, versions, authors, etc. Library, which includes purpose, name, and keywords, and knowledge, in which the logic is expressed. This slide illustrates a slot for the maintenance category. It contains title, MLM name, ARDEN syntax version, institution, author, specialist, date, validation. Note the syntax of the slot. Name tags are terminated by a colon, and contents are terminated by semicolons. This is an example of the library slot. It contains purpose, explanation, priority, optional, keywords, citations, links. The knowledge slot contains type, coded, data, structured, priority, coded, optional, evoke, structured, logic, structured, action, structured. Action is action produced when the logic slot concludes true. The data slot identifies what data is involved in the logic and decision making. The required data elements are identified within a set of curly brackets. This has been a sore point for the RN syntax because it requires mapping for a local database and terminology set to a global construct. It has been referred to as the curly bracket problem. If semantic interoperability existed, then MLMs would be shared globally. The potential for the number of MLM would be thousands, if not millions. The read command is used to obtain a value for the identified data element. A read statement without an operator will contain a list of data elements that obtains a list of all values for the data elements from the database. The read statement with an operator returns a single value. Typical operators include first, last, minimum, maximum, count, average, and sum. Can you think of any other operator that might have use? The evoke slot will trigger the logic operation of an MLM. Example of triggers include the occurrence of an event, time execution after an event, periodic repetition after an event, direct call from another MLM. In this example, the data element is creatine, which could be the value from either data element 32,506 or 32,752, or could be part of a Chem 20. This sets the date time of creatine storage. The text between backslash asterisk and asterisk backslash is a comment. This slide shows three other examples of an evoke slot. 1. 3 days after the time of the creatine was taken. 2. Every day for 7 days starting at the time of the creatine storage. 3. Every day starting at the time of creatine storage and going for 3 days. You can see some sophistication and time specifications. The logic slot contains a logic expression and ends with a conclude statement. The following slides will include some examples. One of the logic statements are if-then statements. The permissible constructs include if expression, then execute a block of code, if-then-else constructs, and if-else-if, and nested logic sets. Looping statements are permitted, do while, and for loops. Call statements permit linking to other MLMs, including passing parameters. This slide includes examples of call statements. The first is to find the patient allergies. The second lists two medications and their allergens. The third deals with food allergies. That the fourth passes arguments as part of the call statement. In a later unit, we will talk about a service-oriented architecture framework approach. This construct supports that concept by providing service-specific functions with a defined call and defined return. Every logic slot must end with a conclude statement. The conclude terminates the rule. In addition, conclude true goes to the action slot for action to take if the logic condition is satisfied. Conclude false goes to the action statement the logic expression evaluates to false. In this example, if the record does not contain a creatine value, show the message, no recent creatine available. Consider an order creatine before given IV contrast, and end the logic rule. If there is a value of creatine, and that value is greater than 1.5, then show the alert message, no recent creatine available. Consider order creatine before given IV contrast, and end the logic rule. Else end the logic rule. The action slot defines the action to be taken. Examples include write message to screen, store message in a file, call another medical logic module. This action example results in the following display. Last creatine 2.36 on 2010-10-16 T06:30:00. The double filter bars will print the value of the data element after the filter bar. Another action slot example will send an email to ed@duke.edu. The contents of the email will be: patient who may qualify for study registered today. Patient number 12345678. ed_email defines the email address of the designation target. The urgency slot defines the importance of the action. The urgency may trigger different paths for the message, i.e. a page, a call, or an email. The concept of time is important in decision logic. We need to be able to measure intervals of time between events. Duration can be expressed in years, months, days, hours, minutes, seconds. The ability to compare times is also important. These comparisons are supported. Time is before time. Time is after time. Time is equal time. Time is within time to time. Time is within duration preceding time. Time is within the past duration. The slide gives some typical operators that may be expressed in the logic statement. They include: assignment of a value to a data element. Comparisons: equal, greater than, less than, greater than or equal to, less than or equal, not equal. These comparisons are represented by symbols. Logical and or not. Mathematical operations: plus, minus, multiply, divide. Grouping: absolute, square root, log, exponent, and various trig functions. In this subunit, we introduce the Arden syntax, which has been around for a long period of time. The Arden syntax is easy to use and has considerable power. Some of the complaints of Arden syntax is that it does not handle complex expressions, particularly those involving timing, such as intervals after other events. The Arden syntax is used by several notable healthcare systems throughout the United States.